Now, it's quite important in a case to recognize that you could take a child on arithmetic and get him to cause problems in arithmetic, you see? Cause arithmetic. We can get him solve any problems. That's a totally backwards piece of nonsense. That's the way they do it, you see, in school. Well, this is not the way to teach arithmetic. The way to teach arithmetic would be to have the child make up problems that it was all right for him to make up. He'd be writing down 1 plus 1 equals 2, you know. 1 plus 1, oh boy, that's a problem. And then you'd get him to make up 23 plus 27. He'd say, no, that's going to cause somebody trouble. So he can't make that much of a problem. You'd have to bring him up on a gradient scale of making up problems. You make him cause arithmetic. Got the idea? Take responsibility for this subject called arithmetic by causing it. And then move him around so that he can withhold doing arithmetic. See, he either does arithmetic or not does arithmetic on his own determinism. Now, if you did those 2 points only, he would all of a sudden know all about arithmetic and be a very good arithmetician. But notice that the 2 lower points of the triangle are consistently violated by modern education. All they want the child to do is put down solutions, making him the effect of arithmetic. And they make him do arithmetic on the teacher's determinism, not on the child's determinism, which, of course, makes him reverse-wise on the subject of arithmetic. So it's no wonder they go to school these days until they're 152 or whatever the age is. You could probably take a child and teach him all he needed to know about arithmetic or money or anything else by taking the 2 lower buttons and achieving knowledge. In other words, you'd have him take responsibility for it, however you did that. Responsibility for the subject. And then on the other button, why, you'd let him start change and stop arithmetic. You might be able to do that by having him take a paper with a lot of arithmetic problems on it and simply shove it around the desk. Start, change, and stop it, don't you think? There'd be a lot of solutions that we have in Scientology that could be applied to rehabilitating a knowledge of arithmetic. But the result of, over here on one corner, the responsibility increase, and the result of the control increase would be knowledge. Now, just educate him again into arithmetic is very simple, and of course it's the master button. It's the one that's evidently dedicated. And this would be the right button, providing he didn't already know arithmetic. So that is the bug that modern education hides from itself, is that they haven't got anybody there who doesn't already know their subject matter, sometimes much better than the teacher or the professor. See, because the knowledge button is messed up, you'd have to enter it from the other 2 corners. And so it is with the life of any pre-click. I have a striking example of this educational aspect, a very striking example of it, on which I have very definite subjective reality, because I hate to confess it to you, but I couldn't learn navigation back in the 30s. I just couldn't learn navigation. I would sit down and I would read a textbook on navigation. I might as well have been reading blank pages. So before this had gone on very long, because I was interested in expeditions and I had to take my Master Mariner's examination sooner or later, I just said, well, there's only one thing left for me to do, and that's to evolve the science of navigation. So I sat down and evolved navigation, what would be a science of navigation. Went ahead merrily and found out I could solve all the problems they gave me in the subject of navigation after that, and skipped it. Took my examination, got a good mark in the examination, got in the Navy, navigated ships, never laid any up on the rocks and so forth, and I was going along just fine. But one day I was standing at a chart table as flag navigator, and Admiral walks in. He looks over some of the work I'm doing there. And he says, "Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. I see that you're using the Royal method." And I said, "Well, is that right?" "Yes," he says. "Well, how did you ever get it out here in the combat area?" "It's just been released." "Well, we have our ways and means," I said. "You know, carrier pigeons and all that, sir." But when in the course of playing hooky down through the trillennia, you have consistently gotten tangled up with marine affairs and have consistently been navigating, and you've been navigating not with Polaris and all of that sort of thing, but under various skies and so on. It's not actually even a frequent activity of mine. Just every once in a while, why, ships look good or piracy pays well. You know, and I play hooky. Well, inevitably, you've got to learn navigation. One of the reasons you learn navigation is very simple, is the crew never murders the only man that can get them back to port. And I'd just gotten to a point where every 1,000 years or something like that, I'd learn navigation for the last umpteen trillennia, you see. I just gotten to a point where I couldn't study it anymore. It was the most amazing phenomenon you ever saw. Just sit there and have a whole page of navigation just wipe out. Whether it was Dreizenstock or Adjutant or Dutton or Bowditch or anything else, I might as well have been looking at just blank paper. Nothing made any sense at all.